This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Check out DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC. New users can bet $1 on Conor McGregor to win by a knockout in the first round, and if he does, you'll be cashing in $257. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using the code FANRUN in all caps. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Restrictions apply. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Hour number three kicks off live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. So we've talked a lot of Tennessee basketball today. It's nice to have a winner to talk about. We still wait for football, but if you missed any portion of the podcast, check it out. Download it. Subscribe on iTunes. Make sure you get those directly to your device, or if you prefer, SoundCloud, or I don't know, wherever you get your podcast, it should be there. If not, shoot me a DM. We'll make sure we're linked up with, I think we got all the big boys hit, Stitcher and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. We're everywhere.
We're everywhere. Podcasts are found, as they say. The only bad thing about the basketball team is there's not a lot of drama. There's not much to talk about.
I feel like we said that a few times last year. Or certainly the year before. It's like they're a pleasure to watch. Mm-hmm. They're a joy to root for. No drama. Yeah. I wish we played every other night. That's the only, I just need more of them.
Four times a week.
Yeah. they'd probably rather do that than some of the Rick Barnes practices, but.
Right. Right.
That's the worst part about this year is just having to wait on the next game.
Mm-hmm.
And especially like last week when you give them one canceled, that's just brutal. I mean, I was in a. I'm not going to call it a.
A funk.
I was in some depression last Tuesday when that happened. Just completely distraught.
Mm.
But it's okay. They bounced back Saturday, took care of business, and they got a big road trip tomorrow to Gainesville. No line on that one yet. What do we think that'll be, Dave? Like Tennessee, 9.5 or so? Give or take.
I'd probably put it around 6.5 to 7.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to hammer the walls on that one for sure, if it's that low. I think the Basketball Power Index had Tennessee like a 65.7% chance of victory tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Actually, seems a little low. But
I only say that because it's the first time they've gone on a road in a couple of weeks, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did travel to Nashville.
That is true. Drew right back.
That's so frustrating.
Got to shoot around and then got back on the bus.
That's happened the last two times they've gone to Nashville, so they should be used to it by now.
That's a very good point.
You should have to make a call before the other team leaves, especially for basketball, especially when it's in the state. It's not like they had to catch four flights and three layovers to get there. And if it's just one kid,
that's what was surprising
to
me.
Just pull him and play the game. I don't know.
Let's be honest. They wanted a couple extra practices, maybe a break.
That's going to help. They did make the three-pointer, as Davey mentioned, hour number one.
Mm-hmm. Good for them. Mm. Back on the winning side of things. They got a new streak going.
Successful. I think you call it successful.
Okay.
From that, in that one little aspect.
Right. That one tiny category, they're successful.
All right. What did you think of the NFL games this weekend? You had the Rams.
It was fine.
They weren't that exciting.
They really weren't.
Quarterbacks getting hurt was like the storyline across the multiple games. It's crazy. Lamar Jackson gets knocked out. He hadn't done anything until he got knocked out anyway. The wind in Buffalo. Crazy.
It was howling.
He actually helped Buffalo a lot.
Oh, pick six.
Just throw it right to him.
That was the game. That was it.
The Mahomes injury, obviously, I think is the big headline. This week, it does appear that they expect him to play next week, which seems very early to make that.
I saw him get hurt, and he was kind of limping after. And then
looked like you hyperextend. The turf toe, basically, is what it looked like.
I was doing something, and I came back, and he was there, like, yeah, he's in the locker room. And I missed the, like, him trying to give it a go on it. How bad did he look? I saw him limping off, because wasn't it like a third down when he got hurt and he went off the field? Or am I misremembering that?
Yeah.
And so when he came, he tried the next possession,
he got slung kind of funny,
right?
And then just had an awkward step on his toe, and you could tell he was kind of limping. Then
I thought it's when he dove.
That's not when he hurt it. He heard it again on that run.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But he had already gone to the tent to get it looked at.
Okay, before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in and out in that game.
Yeah,
he got
pressured after a pass and kind of got slung around. And when he went to plant, he just put like all the weight on his toe. And then you could tell he was limping pretty bad. I thought he looked okay. He was a little light-footed on the left foot after that. And then they called the option play on another third down. And that's when he got slung forward and got the concussion.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was misremembering. Yeah,
I don't know why you call an option play with a quarterback who's – yeah, it didn't make a lot of sense.
I'm sorry.
And then he got slung forward.
I completely forgot that he was out of the game because of the concussion. I remember that now. The toe was something he would have played through as long as he didn't get the concussion.
Right, yeah. He hurt his toe, and then they either scored or punted. He went and they just showed him taking his shoe off. Then they pulled the tent over. Went back out, looked a little light-footed, but, yeah, then they called the the option play, and then he gets slung forward and concussed.
Yeah, originally when he went down on that option play, he was coming up slowly, and I thought he must have hurt his foot again because we saw when he went to the tent and got it taped up. But then when he tried to stand up,
yeah, he looked drunk. There was some Tweety Birds circling.
Well, yeah, that's the play I missed, and I remember them saying it was for a concussion while he was out, but I just forgot that. But, yeah, I mean, you mentioned that game was interesting for a while, but it didn't feel like when Higgins fumbled that ball, it felt like that was the ball game. Like, there was tons of time left. I mean, it was early, whatever. But it just felt like they needed that one.
Sure. Well, then when Mahomes went out, I thought Kansas City was about to just throttle down. I thought they were going to just lay it on him, score two quick touchdowns, and then the game would really be over. Then he goes out. Henny throws the pop fly interception, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, can Cleveland do this? Yeah. And then to Andy Reid's credit, he called a couple gutsy plays. One of them was a fourth and short. I mean, he got it done. But, yeah, tough break for Cleveland on the fumble through the end zone. There are certain lightning rod topics. When that happened, it was just a dead split down the middle of worst rule in sports or, you know, protect the ball at the goal line. You don't have to worry about it. Where do you stand on the fumble through the end zone being a touchback and a change of possession?
I like things that all make sense logically.
Mm-hmm.
And there are tons of rules in football that make absolutely no sense with the way the game is played in other situations.
Mm-hmm.
And if I could rewrite all the rules, I would fix all of those things at once. But because all those things exist, you know what the rule is.
Mm-hmm.
Plan accordingly. I don't mind it. You know that's the risk when you reach out.
Mm-hmm.
And really, if you think about it from the defender's standpoint, all the offense players to do is basically dive and hang out of bounds as long as they keep the football over the inbounds, you know, swath of the field and then cross the pylon. The offensive player has a huge advantage being able to basically contort their body over the out-of-bounds line as long as the ball stays in the field of play and then crosses the pylon or even hits the pylon, which is out-of-bounds, by the way, which makes no sense. You know the pylon is out-of-bounds, but if you touch it, it's a touchdown. Stupid. I don't understand why the pylon's not in the end zone portion corner, but whatever. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm fine with it. Football has a lot of weird rules like that. Why can't you advance a muffed punt? Why can't you advance an onside kick? You can advance all other fumbles.
Receiving team can advance an onside kick.
Yeah. Why can you recover a kickoff, but not a punt? I mean, there's all these different rules that you could standardize the game a lot more. But as we've talked about with the sport of college football, football kind of grew as this hodgepodge where they melded all this stuff together. You know, you can't go recover a punt because, like in rugby, you know, that's. I don't know. Yeah. It's a whole thing.
I have more of an issue with the missed targeting call. Like, for example, when...
It was Sorensen on Higgins.
Yeah. Well, when Malik Foreman hawked down
whoever it was for A&M.
Travion, I can't remember his name. He's just lightning fast and pokes that ball out. Like, that's a defensive hustle play. I like that. This one, they missed a targeting and the guy fell. I have a bigger problem with that. Yeah, like, go review that.
Well, the rules in the NFL are completely different, though, on the targeting. Yeah, in college, that, I mean, it's clear.
You can't.
Did they get the officials, you know, did we get their take on that should have been?
I can't remember who they
did say
it should have
been targeting.
Booth. Yes, okay.
That should have been a flag thrown.
But that it's
for
a
that.
Non-reviewable play.
Yes.
Which is
and
weird.
That needs to be in a situation. It was under 2 minutes, but whenever they have the next rules committee meeting, they need to allow coaches to challenge targeting. Now, in the NFL, you're not kicked out, but it is in that situation. I mean, it wouldn't have made much difference as far as where the ball was placed if that is targeting, but you at least know Cleveland keeps the ball and they will have a chance to score there late. But targeting should be a challengeable play in under 2 minutes reviewed from the booth.
Yeah, I mean, in the NFL, like, you can make that helmet-to-helmet contact on a runner. Obviously, he's a runner, and that he's not a defenseless receiver, but
he launched.
The launch, the crown of the hell, all the other stuff was there, right?
Yeah, and so, I understand, like, he's trying to stop the guy going in, but if you're going to make that a rule across the board,
you got to enforce it.
Yep. I personally don't have an issue with you fumble the ball in the back of the end zone, it's a touchback. This is what I will say. If for some reason they decide to change that rule, which I do not see that, the team should get the ball at their own 20-yard line. You have to go a full 80 yards. Like, that's...
So it's essentially like you receive a touchback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that makes more sense than...
They're like, I mean, the ball is precious. Don't lose it. That's kind of my rule.
Right. And like they know the rule.
The team should...
Lose 80 yards
if you
fumble it through the end zone.
So you get to keep the ball?
Yeah, but now you're on
your own. I don't think you should change it, but I say if they do,
okay,
you got to go 80 yards. That's just my rule. Okay. Is there any rhyme or reason behind it? Nope.
All right.
Other than the ball's precious, you want to hold on to it?
It is weird that this is what I'm talking about with the rules, that if that happens on any other portion of the field, the ball just goes back to where you fumbled it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it really doesn't make any sense for...
Yeah, like, if you fumble the ball out of bounds anywhere else...
Yeah. If I chuck it 10 yards ahead, right, kind of fumble it ahead from my own 20, and it goes out of bounds at the 30, I get the ball back where I fumbled it.
Well, it's also funny, too, because if you're on offense and you fumble out of the back of your own end zone, the defense gets 2 points and the ball.
And the ball. But if you fumble forward
through your end zone, they get the ball.
At their 20.
Mm-hmm.
There's no kick. Yeah, I mean, there's just...
Yeah, it's just strange.
I'm
with David. Like, don't fumble the ball. The ball's precious.
Well, that I agree with that. You know the rule. The rule's the rule. You know, there's a risk reward there.
Yeah, but just flashes of Austin Pope against Florida and Pig Howard.
It's painful.
It's
don't bring it up.
Good. No. I'm sorry.
All right, we're going to break. We're not having that conversation. David, hit the button.
We've been there before, though. Yeah, just those two.
Yeah. No. I don't want to hear it.
But Malik Foreman was good.
Just
it helped us. Well, we lost, but you know.
Welcome back into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios, Fan Run Radio. This segment brought to you by Smarter Searches, official website sponsor, fanrunradio.com. Check them out online at smartersearches.com. They can help you with all your digital marketing needs. They're located right here in Knoxville, locally owned and operated, and they will kill it for you. We can attest to that. Helped us out a ton with fanrunradio.com. They can do it for your business as well. It's Smarter Searches. Head on over to smartersearches.com and let them know you heard about them on Fan Run Radio. Are you excited for the matchups this week? Do you think we might finally get a classic NFL football game, playoff game this year? Well, before we get to that, I guess, what did you think of the whole Breeze saga?
Sad. Sad to see him go out like that.
You think he's really done?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, man, he's...
Did you see him looking around as he walked off?
Mm-hmm. You could just kind of tell.
And then he was out there with Brady after the game. See that little video?
Yeah, that was actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited about Buffalo at Kansas City. Assuming Mahomes plays, I think that could be a shootout. And then maybe I'm crazy. I think Green Bay is playing the best football in the NFL right now. And Tom Brady, used to cold weather, I haven't even seen the forecast, but I think I saw somewhere where snow might be possible at Lambeau. I just think that Aaron Rodgers is on another level. I don't think Tampa Bay can. I don't think they got that one in.
I hope it's Kansas City versus the Packers in the Super Bowl. One, yeah. I just
assuming both teams are fully healthy. Yeah, that's what I want.
That's what I want to see.
I think that'd be a classic.
Full disclosure, I do have a good amount of money on that matchup being what happens. Mm. So,
well, at least you're honest. At least we know where your allegiance lies, the almighty dollar.
But I do want to see Matt LaFleur get a Super Bowl. I want the Packers to win it.
Speaking of that, Arthur Smith to Atlanta.
Good for him. I'm not happy with his final game. I think he was too preoccupied thinking about what he was going to be doing as far as his head coaching status. But, you know, it was a fun run. I'm interested to see what the Titans do next. A couple of options out there. But I also heard that Dean Pease will be joining Arthur Smith in some capacity on his staff.
Yeah, that kind of frustrated me. Like, he retires, he's done, then you lose your offensive coordinator to Atlanta, and now the defensive coordinator comes out of retirement to go help him out.
That Dean Pease, I will say, I listened to or I read some of his comments, but when he retired, he was wanting to travel.
Mm.
And he retired at the end of the 2019 season. A couple months later, COVID hit, so he was not able to travel. And so he made comments about wanting to actually, he's like, you know, I can't go anywhere. I'd like to start coaching again to do something. Mm. So I was like, well, will Mike Vrabel reach back out to bring him in there? And then obviously I don't think he's going to be the DC in Atlanta, but he is going to be coaching again and helping Arthur Smith get going. So I wish them well. If I'm the Titans right now, I guess from a offensive and defensive coordinator standpoint, offensively, I'm starting to lean more towards going and getting Doug Peterson.
Mm.
Whenever
things
initially started to happen, I wasn't expecting him to be an option. Mm-hmm. But now that that's no longer the case, the other head coach that's been in conversation about maybe coming to be an OC, Anthony Lynn. I said this on the voluntary reaction. As long as he's not managing the game, I have no qualms with Anthony Lynn on the coaching staff. Defensively, Matt Patricia is an option. I'd be fine with that. A couple of other guys, I don't know. I just know they need to go get somebody.
Looking to fill two coordinator spots while the Jags hire Urban. Titans, I mean, don't get me wrong. If I'm an offensive coordinator or an out-of-work head coach looking for a job, like coaching this Titans offense is a pretty appealing proposition. I mean, you look at the young talent. You got a quarterback. You obviously got Derrick Henry, the receiver. I mean, like, you're set. You're going to get Taylor Lewan back next year. If they can go poach Doug sign me up for Doug Peterson. And then defensively, Vrabel he said, I'm done calling plays, right?
I didn't hear him exactly say that, but I'm fine with Wade Phillips as well being the DC.
Hey, he's unretired. He's retired from retirement.
I think we talked about that some last week. I will say I also like the fact that the dumpster fire that is the Houston Texans, there's been some news coming out.
Burning brighter than ever currently.
Yeah, there's drama there, too. Deshaun Watson, it's out.
Listen, like, things can obviously change, but for the next couple of years, I feel really good about the Tennessee Titans and their chances of winning the AFC South.
Well, it helps to be in a division that's just no good.
Yeah.
I mean, the Patriots, I do think that under Tom Brady and Bill Belichick were obviously really good. They performed really well in the playoffs. But when you have a super weak division, you can rack up a bunch of wins, you can get a lot of playoff games at home, and, you know, time for the Titans to kind of take advantage.
Yeah. The Jaguars, like, listen.
They're a mess.
They are. Granted, okay, they got Urban coming in. I don't think he's going to be uber successful at the NFL level. Trevor Lawrence, I think it's going to take some time to get him going. When we talk about it with Urban, man, like, he's not going to be able to win 95% of his games. Like, he struggles losing. Can he mentally prepare himself for that? He hasn't been able to so far in his career. It's the NFL. This isn't college where you can just get the best athletes and schedule your own competition.
I mean, it's Urban Meyer, though. Like, he's going to have, you know, top pick in the draft. Like, he's, I think they'll, I was listening to something over the weekend, and I can't remember, maybe Anthony Gorgano, he's a big Urban guy, said he guarantees that the Jags make the playoffs next year. From 1-15 to making the playoffs. And that would be a success.
It's,
even if you're Urban Meyer and you lose 6-7 games, I still think he would say, woo, we're going in the right direction.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's
well, I'm just saying, like, I think to him, he knows that if he can just make the playoffs in the first year, that's a really good start.
Everybody's got to win. You know, there's got to be half winners and half losers in the NFL, though. And the Titans just need to make sure they put it on the Jags twice a year and don't let them off the mat. I mean, that's it. It comes down to that. You have to, like, you control that destiny. Two out of those, 17 games now, right? Like, you can make sure that they have two losses there, and then
and there's a chance they stick with 16 for next year.
And you have the tiebreaker. So really, you know, you can make sure you have a 2.5 game lead on every team in your division every year.
If the Texans get rid of Deshaun, I mean, you got the Colts,
no quarterback. You got the Texans, no quarterback. And you got the Jags with a rookie quarterback and first-year head coach. Like, you have to you need to go on a Patriots-Braves type of division, you know, if you want to be a perennial power that just is, you know, getting to play in Nashville in the playoffs a good bit. So far, they just haven't kind of consistently stacked those types of wins together to be quite there yet.
And it's an attractive spot right now. I mean, players really enjoy playing for Mike Vrabel. There is stability within the organization. They've continued to just win. I mean, like, we've gone, gosh, I'm trying, like, it's hard. Like, I got to think back. I think 2015 was the last time you didn't have a winning season.
Yeah, it's time to take the next step and just become that dominant team in the division. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here. Hour three continues on Three and Out. Hour three continues. This segment brought to you by Cataloochee Ski Area, Maggie Valley, North Carolina. Check them out online at cataloochee.com and get your lift tickets right there. Got all the rental pricing, all the stuff for you. Man, if you get there in the middle of the week, it's like no way. Ski all day. It's awesome.
Ski all day.
Pretty busy on the weekends. Make sure if you're going when it's going to be busy that you get your lift tickets before you go up there because they've been selling out. Not as many people can be on the mountain this season because they've kind of capped it for the, you know, COVID stuff. And you do have to wear a mask in buildings, but not a big deal when you're skiing. I mean, usually you're wearing something for your face anyway. And they'll just ask that you put that on if you get, you know, if you have to wait in the lift line or if you go indoors. Cataloochee.com for all the details. We're talking some NFL playoffs. What about Brady? You think he just kind of got lucky that Breeze turned it over?
I'm not going to be able to talk about that.
Okay. Why can't you talk about it?
Sources.
What are your sources saying?
That we might have the finish line in sight.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That
literally shaking.
Things may be afoot on the hill.
Hands are clammy.
That there may or may not be a meeting.
I think my heart's fluttering.
Of important people to make a very important decision.
I'm starting to sweat.
Today.
I want positivity.
It depends on which side of the... Yeah.
Couldn't wait for Optimism Tuesday. Well, if they fire...
It might be the most optimistic Tuesday in the last 2 years.
An Optimism Tuesday hot board set?
Oh, could you imagine?
I know.
Can you dream? Now I know what people are going to say. Oh, rumors. I agree. I'm with you.
Is this?
And if it doesn't happen, I didn't say anything.
No, it's Iowa. You are the Vol rumor mill. I think it's pretty funny when people think the Vol rumor mill might not occasionally throw a rumor out that may or may not be true.
All I know is that I don't know. But I know that this...
Somebody thinks they know.
Someone thinks they know.
Is that fair to say? Is it fair to say that someone out there thinks they know...
Yes.
...that today's the day?
Yes. Yes. Many people send me junk all the time. Very few of these people are never wrong.
Uh-oh.
This guy has never been wrong.
Uh-oh.
Not with something like this. Mm. Now, could he be wrong this time? Of course. Come on.
Yeah. It's, I mean, hiring and firing and coaching searches, that's.
But it could happen as soon as today.
That's the ultimate. I mean, black jerseys, whatever. That's child's play.
This rumor would mean that we get, like, everything would happen today.
Oh.
Everything?
Like.
A hire?
No, no, no.
Oh. Okay. Oh, okay. That's everything.
I was about to say, are we getting a Texas, like, whoa. Herman out, Sark, yeah. In.
Whoa, trigger. Whoa.
I mean, maybe, but. That we would get not only the news, mm-hmm. but then a presser of some sort,
oh.
featuring
explaining what's
yes
going down.
Explanation.
All right.
Now I am very careful with these because I don't want to get crucified if it doesn't happen today. If it happens tomorrow, whatever. I'm just saying what I'm saying.
That was what was
the
so
rumor
funny.
Mill is spinning,
but only facts here.
That was what's so funny about that. That whole, like, well, we can't lie or we'll be fired. Like, I don't think we've ever lied
Mm-mm.
to the audience. Now, mm-hmm. if someone tells us something,
mm-hmm.
we don't know if what they're telling us is true or not. Mm-hmm. We try to tell you, if we bring that to the airwaves,
right.
what level of truth we believe that to be. Mm-hmm. If we know something directly, then obviously we talk about it.
Right.
Like, there's no one on this station that lies. That blatantly is like, I know this isn't true, but I'm going to say it because it'll make me. There's so much crap to talk about with Tennessee that's true or somebody's telling us it's true. You don't have to make stuff up. No one at this station makes anything up ever. What's the point of doing that? Now, you might get information from somebody and they've lied or they've been lied to. And so, like, yeah, I mean, that's different. That's like Jimmy Heim saying, they're not going to wear black jerseys. Was that a lie? In all fairness, I don't think Jimmy Himes lied when he said that. He legitimately believed that there was no chance they were going to wear black jerseys. It was false. It turned out to be wrong. That doesn't mean he was lying. That kind of stuff could happen to us too. When we say something and we think it's true and then it doesn't come true, it's the same thing. So to insinuate that people lie just to make their radio. Over here on the locally owned station,
mm-hmm.
we don't have to lie to do great radio. Maybe that's a narrative somebody spun over there, state-run world, that we, and maybe that wasn't a reference at us. Maybe that was a reference more at some other people. But we here don't even think about having to lie. We just do great radio shows.
We try.
So, I mean, I like Will.
This,
but that was, I didn't understand that we can't lie or we'll be fired.
The original question was, who do you trust?
If you believe it.
Who do you trust more?
Oh. No,
And so the question was, does trust mean lying? Or does it mean just not telling the truth? Does that make sense? Like withholding information type thing?
Yes, I don't know. I mean, like, they never really break anything. They never even try. Because
they got Jeff Braum.
Exactly. Exactly.
I want this to be true. That's why I brought it to the table. I'm trying to speak it into existence. It might be complete fabrication. Might not happen. But when certain people tell you certain things, you know,
I choose to believe.
I'm choosing joy here. Choosing joy. Now, if this spreads like wildfire and it doesn't happen, I'm sure people will hate me. That's fine. They can do that. People who are going to hate me if this doesn't happen, they hate me anyway. I'm just telling the people what I heard. I feel like they deserve that. If you've listened to this show this long, and I get something like this from somebody like this, I'm going to bring it to the table. And I'll deal with the fallout if I have to.
Well, I mean, we're all in. Like,
I'm the rumor mill.
Everyone's,
damn it.
Yeah. And he's back!
I just hope
the rumor mill is back.
Gruden.
Oh yeah, that kind of hurts.
That's okay.
I mean, that wasn't you. That was just everyone.
No, I know. Yeah,
that's just
yeah.
everyone's hope, mm-hmm. hope, hopes, and wishes.
We lucked out. On that note,
you would rather have Jeremy Pruitt
no,
than John Gruden?
No, no. I'm just saying that we missed John Gruden. Like,
I mean, you think it would have been bad?
Yeah, I think he would have been better than the last 3 years.
I think it'd have been a fun ride. Might not have won anything.
Yeah,
but
I mean, it's kind of like saying it's like John Harbaugh.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm net neutral on Gruden now.
Or Jim Harbaugh, sorry.
Yeah, Jim Harbaugh.
John's good.
Baltimore. Eh, I don't know, man. He's about to get the Dick Vermeil treatment if he can't win more playoff games coming up. I feel like if they have a first round or a first game exit next year, he'll be on the hot seat just because of, you know, like, come on, buddy. You can't even think straight. I can see it in your eyes. You're like, NFL, Harbaugh, Ravens, what the hell? I can't. You're
I'm shaking because I just want it to be true.
Yeah.
Not for me. Just for everyone, for Tennessee football, for the future, for hope.
Might have to pour one out for the Vol for Life Facebook group.
Rumors, speculation, hope, and joy. That's where we are. No, if this is wrong, people are going to kill me.
Nah.
Nah, they will.
Not the people that love you. The people that really love you, they know.
We'll try to track it down.
It's not real unless it's a quote, direct quote.
True. This is not a direct quote.
What's the exact line from the Shiano Sunday promo?
The guy is saying the deal's off.
That's a direct
quote. That's a direct quote. Mm.
The deal's off.
Mm.
So would this be the deal on? Or the? I don't know.
It'd be the deal.
The deal. It'd be the deal's happening.
Please. We need the deal.
Dear.
Just make the deal. Seal the deal.
Yes, let it be true.
Seal the deal.
Final segment of this Monday edition of the program. Oh, man, it's brought to you by Knoxville Smiles.
Let's put a smile on that face.
No, not that kind of smile. Good smiles.
That would put a smile on my face.
Well, this would put a smile on everyone's face, and you want that smile to look good, and Knoxville Smiles to make sure that happens. Keep your teeth nice and clean and healthy. Right here, West Knoxville, Cedar Bluff area, Dr. Smolin and Costa, they got you covered. Go to KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Make your appointment today. Tell me you heard about them on Fan Run Radio. Ooh. So what else did you get in the break there? People
let's jump this jump.
There's a little more.
Well, some other chatter. Local people are apparently saying that Chancellor Plowman has the report that a decision is coming sooner rather than later.
Well, it needs to. Players are there, right?
Yeah, which is going to be really messy.
Awkward.
That's a
Well, maybe.
We wondered how we could mess this up even worse.
No, maybe they were just wanted Jeremy Pruitt to be able to tell the players in person that he was out.
Maybe.
So there to there, and now he can do it.
I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
Is there any chance the meeting's just to tell him we've reviewed the facts and we look forward to spring practice?
Here's your raise and extension. Could be. I mean, I don't necessarily know what the decision is. It could be that, Dave. It could be, hey, we've looked at it. We're going to have a press conference today to tell the fans what we found. You're coming back. Everything's good. Go hire some coaches. Keep recruiting. Or it could be, this is really bad. Peace. So we'll see. But if the report's finalized, do we not need some type of communication to the fans one way or the other? Like,
one
hey,
way or the other.
We looked at it, he's back. Or we looked at it, it's really bad, we're moving on.
The timing makes sense.
No, the timing makes perfect sense. The only thing that makes me a little bit nervous is it is a holiday.
Yeah, but they fire coaches on Sundays all the time.
No, I know.
There's no people in their offices on Sunday. There's more people in their offices today at UT than there would be on a Sunday.
Sure, yeah. So, again, we'll see.
Yeah. There's a little message board chatter too already starting.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I don't keep up with like who the
people that have all the good info and mm-hmm. only post when it's true mm-hmm. are, but yeah.
Interesting. Is it, what's the chatter though? Is
it says, get ready for an active day.
Really? Okay.
Probably just a listener that heard you say that, and then they put, you know how you kind of create your own.
Chris said it. Well, I can't wait for the hate tweets if this doesn't happen. But if it does happen, I have to buy this guy lunch, send him a gift card or something.
Yeah.
Man, what?
No, I can't even focus.
I know, me neither. They couldn't have done this at 8:30. They couldn't have just, like, why, like what? Yeah, what's the point of waiting? You know? I mean, I get, you want to call them in. Maybe that's what it was. Like, oh, it's a holiday. Tell you what.
We'll do it. At least at 9 o'clock. Like, 9 o'clock's the regular business.
We'll do an hour delay, like a snow day type thing. You know, it's a holiday. Get up, get your coffee. Take it easy.
I'm literally sweating right now.
I mean, I'm cold. I have, like, the...
My hands are cold, but I'm sweating.
Mm-hmm. I have, like, the tiny shakes.
Yeah.
Kind of like it's endorphins.
When we do shot collar trivia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I'm nervous. I'm excited. A little scared. Mm-hmm. Scared, excited. So other people are starting to, Interesting.
I mean, makes sense, because from what I've heard, the investigation was supposed to wrap Thursday. So they needed, you know, Friday and the weekend to think over mm-hmm. the decision.
The lawyers were going to work over the weekend. They get double time. They get time and a half on Saturday, mm-hmm. double time on Sunday for their billable hours. So that's genius on their part. Just milk the last couple days. Finish Thursday, Friday. Oh, they're getting holiday pay today? Genius, really, when you think mm-hmm. about it. I mean, no, the timing does add up. Mm-hmm. Get ready for an active day.
I'm sure it was just somebody that hurt
you. Could be.
Or just blankets, you know, just to get it going.
I've got many feelers out to different people.
Okay.
In and out of the know. If anything happens, well, the Blitz has got you covered. Cause,
yeah.
yes, but now apparently VolQuest is reporting that sooner rather than later. Yeah.
Yeah.
Officially VolQuest, not just people on the message board.
Yeah. Lakers in 4 said he slept in this morning and all he heard was you saying you are the rumor mill.
Yeah.
What's the rumor?
That today might be D-Day for A or multiple coaches. But I think today is just going to be like what Hubs was saying, like resolution one way or the other. Yeah. But it appears that the report, not surprising, is not favorable for Jeremy Pruitt. Mm. And if you just start piecing this all together.
Well, sure.
It, you know. So we'll see. Going to be a refresh the phone type of day all day.
Not going to
be
get
a big
your
deal.
Tom Brady take.
Okay, we got a couple minutes
how
here.
Much
want,
credit,
what is it?
How much credit should Tom Brady get for the 30-20 victory over the Saints?
I fell asleep. I don't know.
He scored on a quarterback sneak that was the most dad quarterback sneak of all time. Like he didn't stretch the ball out. He just kept it in there. He just kind of leaned over and just fell and landed right on the line. Mm-hmm. Touchdown. They had a lot of short drives thanks to many Drew Brees interceptions.
Three.
Alvin Kamara and Drew Brees weren't on the same page on the one that, you know, I mean, Saints still have the ball only down 3, plenty of time left, like 7-8 minutes, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Kamara goes down the seam. Brees, I guess, thought he was going to sit down or at least look back for the ball. Kamara just kept running and pick. And it set up that Bucks QB sneak touchdown to put him up 10 and pretty much ice it. And then Brees threw another pick when Jerry Cook couldn't catch the ball.
You guys want my NBA lock before we get out of here?
Sure. Give it to us.
Over 218.5, Detroit versus Miami.
There you go. Are you going to watch the game, Davey?
I don't even know what time it is.
Davey doesn't watch the games. He just bets on them.
Oh, wow. It's crazy.
And not because you're some number savant, just because.
I have found a system. It's not just me blindly like, I don't know, that looks good. No, there's a system in place that is mathematically based.
I want a name for your system by tomorrow's show.
Oh, God.
Yeah, what I mean,
the hoodie.
It is mathematically based or no?
It is.
It is.
Okay.
It has assists.
So you're hunting trends?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going
to computer generated algorithms.
Well, so we got the Bill Will. We'll call this the Davy Dollar.
Nah.
Okay.
He'll work.
He said I
that.
Got till tomorrow.
You got till tomorrow.
Feel free to tweet suggestions.
At Davy underscore Hudson.
Does it account for COVID outbreaks? Because Miami's had one of those.
This accounts for Jimmy Butler not playing.
Okay.
Right. Bam Adebayo's also been out recently.
Good. He's good on defense. That'll help. That'll allow for more points.
Maybe if you take some of Alex's NBA knowledge, since he's a Knicks fan and he knows all the deepest, darkest
all this
pits.
Data came out today. So
I'm just saying, with your powers combined, maybe
I've still got more picks to go through. That's what I've been doing down here.
I'm glad you've been working on that during
really
the show.
Hard during the show. I can tell.
It's a holiday. What did you expect?
Get ready for a busy day. Maybe.
You said it.
If it happens, I want full credit. Please. If it doesn't, I want no, no blame whatsoever.
He is the Ballroomer Mill.
Damn it.
And he's back. The Blitz is back. Keep it locked in for more. If something happens, we got you covered right here on Fan Run Radio.